to learn how you can make a difference.
The first pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Fernando Mendoza, quarterback, Indiana.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
I was about to say, if you're a fan of the draft, you know exactly who Dane Brugler is. He comes up with the beast every year for The Athletic. The most exhaustive resource of information on any and all players that may be drafted every single year. But you don't need to be just a fan of the draft. If you're just a football fan in general, this thing is, it's got to be just a massive undertaking. I made the mistake of trying to print the whole thing out one year. I have saved several forests in the years since and not printed them out. But we're still going to talk about all of the information that went into the 2026 NFL draft with Dane Brugler of The Athletic joining us now on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. This segment sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. Good morning, Dane. Thanks for taking the time. Any sleep at all in the last 4 or 5 days for you?
I think that's what May is for. You know, still kind of putting the finishing touches on this draft. Got a 2027 mock draft that just went up today on The Athletic. So kind of putting the finishing touches on this draft. And then the month, I'll admit, I look forward to the month of May because it's a little bit of dialing it back a little bit before we dive right back into next year.
Yeah, there is a name in that 2027 mock draft that I saw in the top 10. That I'll be honest, I wasn't ready for, and I think a lot of people won't be familiar with. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I want to finish sort of putting the bow on 2026, and let's just start with Mendoza. Let's just start right off the top. How high should the expectations be? Because, you know, Fernando Mendoza comes in as the first overall pick in a draft that a lot of people have looked at and said, yeah, well, it's the 2026 draft. Maybe any other year, he's not the first overall pick or the first quarterback taken. But is there a way for Fernando Mendoza to pay off on all of the expectations that usually come with the first overall pick?
Yeah, no doubt. I think anytime you draft a quarterback in the top 10, you're making a bet. And certain quarterbacks feel like a safer bet than others, and some are more high risk, high reward. With Mendoza, it just feels like a safe bet. Now, there's no such thing as a sure thing, obviously. We've seen plenty of top 10 picks not pan out, especially at the quarterback position. But with Mendoza, I think you look at some of the key parts of his game, the accuracy, the intelligence, the intangibles, the toughness. I think those are kind of the key parts of his foundation of what makes him a good player, and what he did in the clutch moments in college. Like that, to me, you take all those things and say, okay, we don't know if any of these guys will work out, but I'm going to bet on this guy. And so I think it'll be interesting. One of the main concerns, just him being able to have a little more creation when things fall apart, when that first read isn't there. Can he work his reads, find the backside dig? Can he do some of those things that maybe he just wasn't asked to do at Indiana? And so I think that when you're the Raiders and you've been lost in, you know, the wilderness trying to find a quarterback, these last how many years, I think Mendoza is just someone you are happy to have on your team. And now we'll see, you know, you go to training camp, Kirk Cousins, we'll see how many, you know, who starts the season and how that all plays out. But I think you're the Raiders. You're feeling very comfortable with Mendoza as your quarterback of the future.
They had, at least in my opinion, a pretty good draft overall. That's what happens when you've got the first overall pick and you've got the number of picks that the Raiders had. What else did they do that maybe got lost in the sauce of, okay, they got Mendoza first overall that you really liked?
Yeah, I thought they did a really nice job, really, in each round. Trading Stoops, the defensive back from Arizona. People will kind of, you know, look at his age. You know, he'll be a 25-year-old rookie and kind of, you know, look at that as purely a negative. But the glass half full with a player that age is he's coming in from day one, and you know what you're getting, and you're going to have someone who has at least the potential to make a pretty quick impact. And so I think it's not like you're drafting a 25-year-old where you're still talking about upside. This is a player who has experience at corner, safety, but he was at his best as a nickel. And so very interested to see how exactly they use him. But Stoops is someone that's going to make an impact early on. Kieron Crawford in the third round, you talk about just adding juice to your pass rush. That's what he does. Scouts, they watched that Auburn defensive line last year to watch Keldrick Falk. But it was number 24 that kept drawing their eye. And, you know, you keep talking, hearing more and more buzz about him. I thought he could have easily gone in the second round. Raiders get him in the third, come back with Trey Zune, a versatile offensive lineman in the later third. And then I love what they did on day three. Obviously, the dart throw with Jermaine McCoy. Hopefully, you know, just for his sake, he's able to stay on the field with that injury with the knee. And obviously the Raiders are hoping the same thing. But Mike Washington, the running back, is a really good backup option. Dalton Johnson from another Arizona DB. So I think every step of the way, the Raiders had one of my favorite drafts this year.
Dane Brugler of The Athletic with us here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today. Whether your team took just a handful of picks this weekend or double-digit picks, you can find the most exhaustive information on every single one of those guys that's new to your franchise inside the Beast. If you subscribe to The Athletic, you can find it there inside the app. Exhaustive information on every single player. It's amazing how you put it together every year. I don't know how you do it. Let me ask you about the half dozen teams that had multiple first round picks. Because I know a lot of them, when I was checking out your rankings, it's not necessarily letter grades, but you rank them from 1 to 32, the job they did in the draft. A lot of them were the teams with multiple first round picks, which makes sense. Were there any of the teams with multiple first round picks that you didn't necessarily like the way they handled it?
No, I mean, I think you're right. Like, anytime you're doing grades or your power ranking, who did the best, obviously, like you said, with the Raiders, they had the number one overall pick. They should be high. The teams that had multiple first round picks, they should be high. The Browns had my favorite draft haul this year with Spencer Fano, Casey Concepcion. I think that's a home run for them. Just have to figure out that pesky quarterback position if you're Cleveland. I think that Dallas, same type of thing. I think the New York Giants, like the New York Giants had two picks in the top 10. Obviously, they should have been near the top. I thought the Jets were a little curious with, I'm kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt, like drafting Kenyon Sadiq where they did in the mid first round. You know, I think obviously Mason Taylor last year, early in the second round, he had, I thought, a pretty good rookie year. Like you see the talent and where he's headed. And so you're pretty excited about him. And then you bring in Sadiq. Okay, so how's this going to work? And is Sadiq going to be asked to, I mean, are we running just a lot of 12 personnel? Are we going to ask Sadiq to be more of a slot receiver for us? How is that going to play out? I'm not going to, you know, dismiss it. I'm more interested in just what the strategy is. Because then you come back and get Omar Cooper Jr., who was really a slot receiver for Indiana. Now, I think he has inside-outside versatility, but he did his best work on the inside. I think Miami, the Dolphins, were another team with multiple first-round picks where I'm not going to, you know, say they didn't do a good job, but I'm more interested in, you know, Caden Proctor feels like a bet where this could work out really, really well, or this could maybe not go the right way. I think he's someone that you just don't find many human beings, 350-plus pounds, that have that type of explosiveness. It's just, can he be more consistent from a snap-to-snap basis? That's the only thing holding him back. If he were, he'd have been a top-five lock in this class. And then with Chris Johnson coming back, the corner, who ended up being the second corner drafted, Chris Johnson was one of my favorite players in the draft. So I really like what the Dolphins did with that second first-round pick. The first first-round pick, a little bit of a high-risk, high-reward. That second first-round pick, more of a, let's get one on the fairway. Chris Johnson's going to be a solid starter for us for a long time.
When you're going through compiling the information that you do for the Beast, I've mentioned several times how exhaustive it is. I mean, you unearth these little details about guys from, you know, their youth sports days, growing up, high school stats. What it, do you, can you think back on in this year's preparation and putting together this year's beast was one of the most interesting little tidbits that you uncovered about someone in the process?
Yeah, and that's my favorite part about doing this is just learning about these journeys, because you know there's all these players getting to the doorstep of the NFL, but they all got here in different ways, whether they had a football in their crib growing up or they started playing as seniors in high school. You know, Keith Abney, the corner from Arizona State, who went to the Lions in the fifth round, him being an inline competitive inline skater growing up, winning the national championship in the 300 meters, setting a U.S. record in the seventh grade in Omaha, Nebraska. That's just something I've heard about wrestlers, former wrestlers becoming offensive linemen and, you know, basketball players, obviously, but that was a first with inline skater. But I have to imagine some of that, you know, the endurance, the balance, the lower body strength, I have to imagine some of that translated over to the football field. Haynes King, the Georgia Tech quarterback who signed, went undrafted, but signed with the Panthers, which is a good spot for him. He's one of the toughest players just in this draft, full stop. And I think the best way to sum that up, when he was a kid, he was a lefty quarterback and he got hurt. And most kids, they're just going to, you know, okay, sit on the bench for a few months, come back stronger than ever after the injury heals. No, he taught himself to throw right-handed and he is now a right-handed quarterback. I have never heard of that before. With a quarterback that got to the NFL, just learning to throw with his non-dominant hand because that's how much he wanted to be out there with his teammates.
Before I let you run, Dane, we only got about a minute and a half here, but your first way too early mock for 2027 is out. You just put it up on The Athletic this morning. Five quarterbacks in the first round, three in the top 10, Arch Manning, Dante Moore, and then I went, eighth overall. Who is Drew Mestemaker and why do people need to know exactly who he is going into this year?
Former walk-on, went to North Texas and just lit it up. And I think it's scouts are intrigued because he can sling it all over the place. Not the biggest guy, but he transferred to Oklahoma State with his head coach, Eric Morris. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how he adapts to an uptick in competition. And can he take that next step? But I tell you, scouts are buzzing about him and his ability, where he could be a year from now, 2 years from now. He's one of the feels like dozen quarterbacks in this draft where it's more intrigue than anything right now, but based off of how the 2026 season goes, absolutely could be in that top 15 conversation in the first round.
We do have like 30 more seconds. Does he have a little bit of a different throwing motion? He almost looks kind of like I don't want to say sidearm, but kind of like two-thirds, three-quarters motion.
It's why I said like he slings it, because it really feels like he's slinging the ball all over the place, and he doesn't need that set base. He doesn't need, you know, he's able to find his balance and put it on the money. And so, you know, we'll see how that translates to the Big 12. But like I said, scouts are really intrigued with how he can take that next step.
Dane, fantastic stuff. Love picking your brain. Absolutely love The Beast, which if you subscribe to The Athletic, you can find there all the information you need on every single player your team has added through the draft and the undrafted free agent process. Go take a couple weeks off. You deserve it. And then get to work on 2027.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Dane Brugler, NFL draft analyst of The Athletic. I know I pumped it up a lot there, The Beast, but it seriously is. It's a Bible for those of us that want to know absolutely everything we could possibly know about the prospects our teams may be interested in. If you already know Dane and you know The Beast, then I'm just beating a dead horse here, but it's well worth it to those of you who have not investigated it before. Like I said, I tried printing it out 1 year, and there's probably a large forest somewhere that needs to be completely replanted. There's that much information on the page for every single prospect. Love talking to him about not just this year, but as you heard, somebody to keep an eye on going into next year as well. Drew Mestemaker, the Oklahoma State quarterback who transferred from North Texas. Go watch some of the video that's been posted already in Dane's mock for 2027 on Mestemaker. Coming up next, some teams, they're not nearly as worried about the draft as they are about the now. And one director of player personnel basically said the quiet part out loud about his team and why they're all in on now. Now, We'll let you hear exactly what he said next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Whoa, Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa, like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu. Well, now you can go and take